The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily that of Bishunny Radio app, its advertisers, or sponsors. The opinions are strictly that of the hosts and their guests. Please enjoy the show.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bishunny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bishunny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bishunny Radio app for free now.
All right, now you are listening to What Tanisha Said on the Bishunny Radio app. Okay. Let's get it popping. Let's get it going. I just cannot seem to wake up. It's probably that high-ass dose of melatonin I took. That should just help you relax and get a little bit deeper in your sleep. But anyway, today's episode is called... I know I owe y'all some Zodiac episodes. They're coming. I just got a little sidetracked this week. And everybody has weeks like that. But this episode is called Do Better. Oh, yeah. Do better. You know, I think everybody was told once you know better, you do better. And, you know, that doesn't mean that you knock it out the park. You may do better in that area. You may, and doing better doesn't mean that you master that area. You know, it's like I may have gained just a little bit more perspective on that particular topic, or do better. Maybe I gained just a little bit more maturity on that topic. So, yeah, it doesn't mean that I've mastered it and I get a check on that shit and I pass that test. I just passed that area. So, when I think of do better, I think about there's a type that I absolutely just can't seem to stand. And a lot of us call them good guys. Mm-hmm. It's nothing wrong with a good guy. I love a good guy. What I don't like and I can't stand is the self-proclaimed good guy. All right, now I'm going to go in. This motherfucker, this self-proclaimed good guy, really should be called the fucking Band-Aid. He really should be called the Band-Aid. Let me tell you why. The self-proclaimed, oh, I'm a good guy. He's a fucking manipulative predator. He really is. How can I say such horrible things about such a nice guy? Right? This self-proclaimed motherfucker don't look at himself in the mirror. He has looked in the mirror and he don't even see the same thing that you see. The reason I said he should be called the Band-Aid is because he bleed on you. He's bleeding everywhere. This motherfucker's hemorrhaging bullshit everywhere he goes. Like, you know, he's constantly trying to put somebody else down so that he can bring himself up. Usually these are motherfuckers who probably got a little bitty dick. Little dick, short dick. Probably got that short, fat dick. Damn sure don't have no good dick. And, or they get, if he got a big dick, he got that whack big dick. Like, limp back big dick. Can't do shit with dick. Don't know how to dick. Because he never had that woman. You know, the self-proclaimed good guy is always trying to get what the fuck he can't have. Or he gets mad because he didn't get what he wanted and he felt like he was qualified for it. See, this motherfucker is self-qualifying, self-validating, Seth going into the mirror and saying he's better than what he actually is. He telling you because, you know, he's like, well, I did this. I went to school. I did, you know, he just feel like everything should be given to him. He's fucking the motherfuckers, act like the titty of his mom is still in his mouth. Like, literally, he talked like, duh, I deserved it. I need it. He's just a pussy to me. I can't stand the self-proclaimed good guy. Like, this dude, oh, man, the way this dude gets on my nerve. He's so full of ego. And yet he portrays himself as being humbled. And he's not. He's not humbled. I mean, you know, he said, you know, he's loving. Nope. Mm-mm. He's not. And I'm going to tell you why. Love don't do that shit. If you want to be technical and you want to read the Bible about all the stuff that love does, none of that puffed up bullshit that's coming out of this self-proclaimed as, I'm a good dude, she not gonna find no better than me, she's a hoe, she's this. They always putting somebody the fuck down so that they can say, I'm a good guy. I promise you. Just listen to them. Just listen. They are the fucking worst. Women don't like y'all. And that doesn't mean that she likes a bad guy or an edgy guy or a hood nigga or all of that shit because she don't fuck with you. She don't fuck with you because you sitting over there. Let me tell you something. If you gotta say, I'm a man. You ain't no fucking man. Don't no man that's a man gotta tell nobody. If you a good dude, you don't gotta tell nobody. Let your actions, let your virtue speak for you. Let all of those things, let your valor speak for you, man. You don't have to go around fucking telling everybody I got the vaccine, you know? Shit, they got a card for that. Now I've seen some motherfuckers walk around with these little pens and stickers and shit. You don't have to do it. Either motherfucker want to be around you or they don't. It's real simple shit. I'm telling you. It's they can't simply know better and do better. Like, once they learn a little bit, they still act that same bitchy ass way. I'm going to tell you. I don't know. Maybe it's okay for some. But ain't nothing worse to me than a bitch ass man. I'm not saying a man is not supposed to be emotional and feel and cry. That's a beautiful thing. That's a man that's tapped in. That's maybe a man that has a balance of his masculine and feminine. And he's able, and you know, if he's able to express that with you, then maybe he loves you enough and he cares enough that he can share that much. He you know, he's expressed that much of closeness with you to express. But no, the self-proclaimed good guy, he crying all the time on your ass. He whining and he over there acting like fucking Erica Kane and shit. Trying to get you to conform, change your values, change what your belief system is. He over there working them tears, okay? He working them tears like a nigga working his ass in prison. I just don't like the self-proclaimed good guy. You can like him. I don't give a damn. Now, don't get me wrong. Again, I don't have a problem with good guys. I know a good guy. A good guy don't fucking have to tell you he's a good guy. I've been a good man to her. I was always there. She cheated on me. Oh, there you go. That's the caveat right there. I've said it and I'm going to say it again. If a motherfucker that you're talking to, dating or whatever, say, oh, my ex has cheated on me. Oh, my last one cheated on me. Run, bitch. I'm sorry. I don't mean to call everybody out their name this morning, but run, run. Run, run, run. Like, get the fuck on and run. Because he's already told you that shit is trash. That bitch told you that shit is trash. She left a mark on that motherfucker. Like, you motherfucker say, you know, I wish I knew that he wasn't all about you. Bitch, that is like a stamp on a nigga's head when he sit there and say, every bitch. Every time, every relationship that failed, because I'm going to just be real. Let's just be real and let's just be honest. It got to be some other shit going on in the game because we don't cheat on good dick. We'll leave a good dick nigga because we tired of the other shit that comes with him. But we didn't cheat on him. We even fucked that motherfucker when we mad. Because we got unmad. It was like headache juice. It's like, you know, Tylenol. Or hell, it might even be like Colace. And you know, loosen up your stool. It whatever the fuck it does for you. I don't know. Good dick just does shit that trifling dick don't. Or little dick don't. So when that motherfucker tell you that every woman cheated on me, my ex cheated on me, she did all this shit, I question the dick. I really do. I question it. And you know what? If he say my ex from 20 years ago cheated on me, but my ex now is, you know, still calling, he might have grew up. He might have learned some tricks. He might have, you know, perfected his craft. You know, that, and perfecting your craft is just perfecting the shit with what you have. Yes. See, you got to perfect your pussy. I could sit here and tell you how I perfected mine, and that shit might not work for you. And it may not work for you because you don't know what the fuck works for you. You don't know how you come the hardest. If you're innie or outie, or if your lips are more out or your lips are more in, or whatever the hell be, you know, whatever it may be. Whatever it may be. That it just works different for you than it does for me. You know, I got friends that say, well, they got raped or something, and it turned them into a very promiscuous person, or it turned them into a more sexual being, or whatever the hell it is. That may be something that they tuned in. I can't speak for everybody. I can't predict what is going to make you dig deeper into what you like and be able to express what you want and how you're able to give. See, everybody may not have that much capacity. May not have that much capacity to open the flower. You know, and hell, I got a friend said, when she opened up, the bed broke. And he was like, well, damn. You know, everybody don't know their power. And I encourage you to tap in. Same thing with these fuckboys. Yeah, you know what? The self-proclaimed good dude might just be a little bit of a fuckboy. That might work too. But yeah, I call him a band-aid or a tool or whatever. But the thing is, when you know better, you do better. Figure out what it is you need to do better on. I know better, and I want to do better. Like, I know better as far as wasting life, wasting energy, wasting time. However, I'm not afraid of it. And I have to be introspective and relative to what am I losing, what am I wasting, you know. And, you know, to be honest with you, I don't think you can waste no pussy. As much as I used to think that all the time, because you might have been giving it to somebody who was unqualified, or somebody who, you know, that did not turn out to be who you wanted them to be, and you'd be like, I shouldn't have been fucking him. Yeah, well, the pussy is supposed to be worked. It's a muscle. It's got muscle qualities like other muscles in the body. So you got to work that motherfucker. And I'm going to just be real. Working that motherfucker, yeah, he may get some pussy. It benefits you. You have to find benefit in everything that you do. And if pussy takes you, your pussy takes you to new levels when she orgasms or comes, or if you can use a person as a stick or whatever the fuck it is that you're doing, you change your perspective. You gain a perspective. And so, yeah, I know better, so I do better. I'm not just going to give you no ass because you think we should be bumping uglies. No, no, no. When I do it, I'm getting something out of it. I'm damn sure I'm going to dig deep. I'm going to come deep. I'm going to flood your ass. And I don't know if I'm going to call your ass again. It just depends. I prefer a mate that is also growing in that same session. Like at the very least, we both are evolving with that orgasm. We both are going deep. We're both, becoming more enchanted damn near. Yes. Oh my God, it's nothing like it. Like literally, you start to form that infinity symbol when you're fucking. You see it. You see it forming. Like literally, literally, literally. It's an exchange. He pouring into me. I'm pouring into you. And this shit is like, you feel it going. You feel it. You feel circle eight running through your ass. It's an infinity symbol. It's incredible. Now see, that is an example of do better. You know better. You do better. Like, if it ain't going down like that, I'm probably not going to fuck with you. And how do I know if it's going to go down? Like, I know when it's not. I know when it's not. I know what you don't have. I know what you don't bring. So, yeah, I know I went in a little bit on these self-proclaimed good guys because they don't mean no harm. It's what we all believe, but they're malicious as shit. They are manipulative as shit. And they mean harm. They do. They do. They don't give a fuck. And they just trying to see who they can piss off in the world. And I think they was all feminine women, feminine or something in their last life because they, you know, pulling these Erica Kane ass stops on shit. But anyway, I'm going to let that go. Let's just be real. Do better. Do better. Know better, do better, be better. And that is what Tanisha said. All right, now.
Completely redesigned Bashani Radio app is hotter than ever.
Ever.
Now you can binge listen your favorite podcast show. And for those listeners that like to talk trash, excuse me, I mean give feedback. Just tap our new feedback button and run your mouth for 60 seconds. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.